Hello, Eastern Sierra, and welcome to your midweek dose of news you can trust and occasionally chuckle at. Right here on Eastern Sierra Now. Today, we've got updates on safety improvements along 395, a peek into some fascinating local research, and a reminder that your voice still matters in shaping our housing future. And yes, while it is National Filet Mignon Day, our sponsor, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, would like to remind you that the steak tastes just as good when it's wrapped in a tortilla. Before we get cooking, don't forget to hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel, follow us on all socials, and let's dig in to the news. Not the filet mignon, that comes later. The Conway Ranch Shoulders Project on US 395 near Mona Lake is now officially complete. The $8.3 million project funded through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act widened shoulders and embankments, extended chain-up areas, added new lighting, and upgraded drainage sheds on this critical stretch of highway, District 9. Director Ryan Dermody added, "This project continues Caltrans' commitment to increase safety on our highways." Caltrans reports these enhancements will improve visibility and give drivers more room to safely pull over, especially vital in winter conditions when chain-ups are needed. Next up, news from the botanical world. The DDECR grant recipients will present findings at the White Mountain Research Center on August 20th at 7 p.m. Among them will be Allison Autry, who will focus on her presentation titled Assessing Genetic Diversity of Disjunct Populations of Spiranthus infernalis, Ash Meadows, Ladies, Tresses, Orchidaceae. I probably got that right. In the Great Basin on a rare local flower species found in areas like Ash Meadows. Other presenters include students Charles Bosavi and Matthew Yamamoto, sharing their findings on some of our local buckwheat and flora in the McGee Creek watershed. These kinds of scientific updates offer a compelling mix of local and natural history, reminding us how much there still is to learn about even the smallest denizens of our desert landscapes. Be sure to check them out and show these incredible students your support. Looking for real deal family style Mexican cuisine right here in Bishop? Head no further than Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, proudly serving the Eastern Sierra for over 17 years on Highway 395. Imagine a spot where every plate is piled high, the atmosphere feels like home, and the service is as friendly as an old friend. That's Astorga's in a nutshell. Craving sizzling fajitas or a hearty carne asada plate? Astorga's has you covered with dishes that double as delicious memories. Catch them open daily from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. with a cozy, family-driven ambiance, outdoor seating options, and even a full bar to go with those chips and salsa. Stop by Astorga's, where every bite comes with a side of heartfelt family tradition and big city-worthy flavor. Right up to $3.95. Your taste buds will thank you. Finally, a timely reminder, the Eastern Sierra Regional Housing Needs Survey is closing on Friday, August 15th. The survey supports the Eastern Sierra Housing Needs Study development by a collaboration that includes Inyo and Mono counties, the City of Bishop, the Town of Mammoth Lakes, and the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments, with consulting assistance from BAE Urban Economics. It seeks input on resident, workforce, and employer housing needs to help guide future housing investment. Community members are encouraged to submit their perspectives before the August 15th deadline. If you've been meaning to weigh in on a local housing issue, clock is ticking. Head to the Eastern Sierra Now website to submit your vote before the survey closes. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Looking for your next adventure? Well, the Eastern Sierra has plenty to offer, and we're here to make your search a little easier, starting with the Mammoth Shakespeare Festival. Last night marked the opening night for A Midsummer Night's Dream. It was a packed house. Standing ovation was awesome. Back to the news. With their next performance being held tomorrow night, Thursday. And remember, this is the last week to see Romeo and Juliet with performances tonight. Also fantastic. Check it out. Friday and Sunday. Each show begins at 7 p.m. with a pre-show introduction at 6 p.m. Not really your thing? Well, don't worry. There's plenty of other options. C5 Art Studios will be holding a floral printing class tonight at 5:30 p.m. In Mammoth, Eastern Sierra Pool, in conjunction with Distant Brewing, will be holding their weekly pool tournament tonight starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Outbound Mammoth will host Mammoth Sauna Co. for their weekly Tranquil Thursday event beginning at 4 p.m. Also, tomorrow, Mammoth's Trashy Thursday event will be meeting at Sherwin Meadows at 5 p.m. for some cleanup. And in Bishop, C5 Art Studios will be holding their Folk Around and Find Out open mic night event beginning at 6:30 p.m. Bar Sierra and Mammoth will be holding a weekly trivia night tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. And over at Distant Brewing, Big Smooth will be performing live from 7 to 9 p.m. Lastly, enjoy a Panem Craters Geology Walk Friday morning at 9 a.m. As always, you can find more information on these events and so much more by visiting easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. Makes your life way easier. All right, two-wheeled adventurers, here's your Mammoth Mountain Bike Report. This week, the park is offering roughly 50 trails to explore, give or take. So you'll find plenty of dirt pumping fun without feeling overwhelmed. As we all know, Mammoth has not gone quiet this summer. It's very much open for the business, with trails ranging from mellow beginner runs to seriously gnarly expert lines. So even though not every trail is rideable right now, you're still getting that alpine high stoke experience that Mammoth is famous for. So with all the open trails to explore right now at Mammoth Mountain, what are you waiting for? A little less than its full arsenal, but with those views, that altitude, and that pumice powder feel under your tires, still more than enough to get your heart racing. And grin on your face. Right on, Eastern Sierra. And don't forget to share some pics if you have them. We'd love to see what you're up to out there.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Here's your midweek weather report served up with a side of wit and proudly sponsored by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, because a good forecast pairs nicely with good eats. Good news, you'll want sunscreen. Is that good news? Better news, Back Alley Bowl and Grill is open for lunch, so you can refuel after your sun-scorched morning errands. Plus, they have AC. Wednesday sizzle with temps around 100, but things mellow slightly by Friday in Bishop, still flirting with 96. Definitely leave the oven off. Nights drop in the upper 50s to low 60s, so that hoodie in your car, not such a bad idea after all. Up in Mammoth, it's the summer version of a mood swing. Wednesday and Thursday bring bright skies and some breezy afternoon theatrics. 80. For the highs and lows of 50. By Friday, still pleasant at 76, but that evening chills down to 43. Might make you rethink those shorts. That's all for this weather report. Hot in Bishop, fresh and breezy in Mammoth. The usual. No matter where your wheels roll, make a pit stop at Back Alley Bowl and Grill, because staying fed is as important as staying forecast aware. That wraps up today's news. From fresh asphalt to fresh ideas and the surveys that help shape our future, a big thank you to our sponsor, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, where the flavors are as bold as our Eastern Sierra sunsets. Remember, you can stay in the loop by subscribing to our YouTube channel and following Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook, Instagram, and wherever you get your daily scroll. And if National Filet Mignon Day has you craving something fancy, just remember, steak night at home is nice, but tacos at Astorga's? Those are forever. I'm Jesse Steele. See you next time.